picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with a sun in her eyes. And she's gone!
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
if there's no truth in what artists and talented people do, if it's all about the gesture, then it's telling people there's no room for your imagination. There's no use being imaginative. Follow the rules.
And what about the individual in terms of the collective?
It's not about that. It's about conforming. And if you see someone who is a creative person doing that, then what energy might you have to criticize your local government,
yeah,
a state government, or to just have any sort of opinion about what's going on around you in the world, to say, to use your common sense to say, well, that may be a prevailing practice, but that doesn't mean that it's useful,
yeah,
or necessary. If you see people who are supposed to be imaginative people, creative people, not being that, mm-hmm, I think that the long-term effect is that the masses in general just find themselves being less creative, less imaginative, and creativity and imagination are integral in creating change,
mm-hmm,
in the world. I mean, you know, you need that spark.
Yeah.
If he could do that,